Yo, what's up? Welcome to this episode of We Have Cool Friends. My name is Blessing Adeoye Jr., and this is a special episode. A few weeks ago, me and some of my friends, Belinda Garcia from Ubisoft, Yusef Magid from Ubisoft, and Rihanna Manuel from What's Good Games, we came together and put on a PAX online panel. The idea of the panel was that we wanted to see who could bring the biggest name in games into a Zoom call that we created. And it was a fun thing. Of course, we talked about it a lot on Kind of Funny Games Daily and different shows promoting it, and so many of you showed up. We decided that, you know, the whole idea of that PAX panel was to showcase our cool friends and the reach of our cool friends. It's kind of the epitome of what We Have Cool Friends is all about. And so Kind of Funny, we wanted to make this PAX online panel available to all you guys as a VOD. And so before we even get into it, just to let you know, this episode We Have Cool Friends is brought to you by Honey and Bespoke Post. And without further ado, enjoy this PAX panel. Yo, what's up? Welcome to our PAX online panel. Who's the biggest name in games we can get to join our Zoom? I'm one of your hosts, Blessing Adeoye Jr. from Kind of Funny. Joining me is Rihanna Manuel from What's Good Games. Rihanna, how's it going?
Pretty good. I'm excited. This is going to be fun.
It's gonna be really fun. We also got Yusef Magid from Ubisoft. Yusef,
let's go, Bless. I'm very excited about this. I've been waiting for this for months now.
And we also got Belinda Garcia from Ubisoft.
What's up? Ready to go. Ready to be the best out of Ubisoft, actually.
Very best. This has been months in the making. We've been planning this. It's a weird one because I feel like this is one of those things where the idea came off the cuff. Like, we're like, oh yeah, let's do this thing because Katie Nolan did it. Why can't we do it for the games industry? But weirdly enough, this has turned into a whole planned thing. We've had 2 months to figure this out. And so to give people context, right, what are we doing? We're in competition to see who can get the biggest name in gaming to join our Zoom call. We're all small fish in this large pond of an industry. And so we want this to serve as kind of a game of telephone that doubles as a popularity contest between friends. So here are the rules. To kick things off, before this call even started, we each pre-seeded 2 people who can join the Zoom. Each person who's joined can invite up to 2 more people if they want. However, to make things fair, everyone has to send the same text. So we all came together when we were planning this, put together a text that people have to send out that's the same thing to keep things fair. Now, to make things even more interesting, we have an icebreaker question that we're each asking each person as they join. We each have a different icebreaker question depending on who joins the call. And I want to go through these questions real quick. Yusef, your question is, what's your go-to useless superpower?
Yeah. So it has to be useless. It means like it's not going to help you in anything. My answer, and like I like to make it somewhat related to like who I am and stuff like that. Now, I love to eat. So I think my useless superpower would be when I could know when something contained exactly 2,864 calories in it, but no more, no less.
You're right. That is useless. That's
pretty only
useless.
Good for you. Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, not even really good for me. If it's not that awesome. Specific, I'm not going to know.
Rihanna, what's your icebreaker question?
My icebreaker question was, what's your favorite media genre? So that could be across games, movies, books, anything. So for me, it's definitely fantasy.
There you go. My icebreaker question is, when's the last time you rode a horse? And this is a fun one because I forget exactly what brought this one up, because we're all hanging in a Zoom call and our friend Maria was like, hey, I'm just going to go around and ask everybody, when's the last time you've ridden a horse? And that gave birth to a lot of interesting conversations. I actually don't remember the last time I rode a horse, and so I don't have a good answer for this question, but I expect every single person who I call to have a good answer to this one. Belinda, what's your icebreaker question?
Mine was, what is your must-have movie theater snack? I miss movie theaters a lot. And if I could go back, I would have a giant icy.
Ooh, would you mix the two, like the red and the blue?
Yep, I would. Yep. Yeah, that's the perfect. I want it so bad. I can't wait till I can have one again.
So halfway through this panel, we'll put up a poll on Twitter to see who y'all think won. Am I missing anything? Is that everything?
I think that's everything.
Because if it is, we could start texting folks.
Yeah.
Right, got a lot of time. We're 4 minutes in. We got 56 minutes to see who's the biggest name in games we can get into our panel.
So first, we're going to contact the 2 people that we pre-briefed.
Yes.
Ready? Go? Now? Good?
Now.
All right.
I mean, we can contact anybody at this point, right?
Well, let's get our
two pre-briefs in, and then
yeah, I think we gotta we'll get go two people too. In.
All right.
So the way this works is we're letting them know what the Zoom link is at this point. They're gonna be able to join, and then I'll let them in to the Zoom call, and they will they'll answer whoever brought them in. That means they have to answer that person's icebreaker question.
Yes, exactly.
So Team Belinda will answer the movie theater question, etc.
Exactly. Yusef's got his finger on the trigger too, as far as like people who are led into the call.
Exactly.
All right. I've texted mine.
I texted mine.
I'm also thinking of some other ones who I want to bring in.
The link says invalid. Is what I heard? Let me know if
copy it from our Google Doc.
In case
y'all were wondering, this is not pre-recorded. We're doing this live.
Oh yeah, we're doing this live, PAX. All right, we got a couple people. Greg Miller, is that you?
That's me, Blessing. How are you?
What's Greg, up, how's Greg?
It
going?
It's good. How are you? Close it out. You got the most popular trendy gamer of the year 2015, so why would you keep going?
Don't exactly. We can wrap this thing up. Thanks, everybody, for watching the panel.
2015 was 5 years ago? I was talking to Jen today. It was not good.
Do you know that 2020 has been 5 years?
2020 has definitely felt like 5 years. I am aware of that, right? Yeah, it's been terrible.
Greg, I have a question for you. Sure. When's the last time you rode a horse?
It would have been when me and Jen went home to visit my mom in 2019 sometime, November 2019. Does that sound right? That sounds right. Fell off it. Because the horse, that's super recent. I was, because my mom has a horse, so we got on it. And then, like, one of the people who at the stable put me on the other horse and, like, you know, rigged it. I know they don't call it rigging it, but they rigged the horse. And then when I got on, I was like, man, this thing keeps feeling like it was moving. So I kept adjusting my weight. And as we got back in the ring after doing a ride around the whole property, I just went, boom, fell on the side.
Now,
but after 2-time backyard wrestling champ, I knew how to take the bump and I was fine.
Aaron Greenberg.
Hey Aaron, thanks for answering my message and coming to the Zoom call.
It's great to be here, Rihanna. I actually have no idea what I've accepted or agreed to, but since you asked, I'm
here. Sometimes that's how the best things happen, Aaron. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What is your favorite media genre? So like movies, books, games, anything. What's your favorite genre?
For sure, music. I'm a huge music guy.
Yeah,
I mean, gaming is like, but I'd say like everyone knows outside of gaming, I would say music.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
We also have Tim Geddes in the chat.
Oh, what's up?
On
can you
Team
hear me?
Belinda. Yes, we can.
Team Belinda, baby, let's go.
Yeah, best blue eyes in the Bay and my personal hype-spiration.
Appreciate
all right,
that.
Tim, what's your must-have movie theater snack? If we could go back to the movies in 2023, what are you having?
An excessive amount of ice cold water, specifically LaCroix, is what I appreciate the most. Got to stay hydrated out here.
I guess
that's awesome. Now, for the folks who joined the Zoom call, you're allowed to bring in your own picks if you want to. If you want to text your friends, we have a default template for text to send the homies. If you want to,
so
send
whatever
them.
We copy,
yeah, what is
it to you?
Yeah, I'll copy.
Yeah, I'll DM it to you, okay. Greg.
Thank you.
My pick.
That was the
you.
Rules. I sent my message to Tim.
But I was told because we were pre-briefed, we didn't have to have like the actual message since we already knew we were going to be called today and to be free.
Fair.
I think Linda, also, do you remember that time on In Review where I definitively proved that Simba and Nala were brother and sister?
No. Nope.
Stop. Wait. Stop.
Push that out of my head. I don't remember that at all.
I'll send you the video sometime.
All right. We got Chris Erb.
Yep, I invited Chris Erb.
Oh,
maybe
Chris,
say,
how's it going?
Who's Chris Erb? But can I do a little setup? Chris is a marketing legend. So as a marketing person, I felt obligated to go out. People don't know Chris. He was the vice president of brand marketing at EA. He ran marketing at Legendary Pictures. He has his own company now, Triple Clicks. And he's a hardcore gamer, been around since the start. I'd say he's one of the best marketers in the video game industry. So he was my call.
Yeah, holding it down for the marketers, that's right.
Hey, welcome,
hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you? He said great marketer, and then I accidentally dialed in. Am I on the right call here?
All right, so we have a question for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite media genre? Could be anything.
What do you mean? Bring it
like you like fantasy gaming, sci-fi books,
movies, music,
movies, like, whatever.
Everything kind of changes right now. Sports, video games, just because of my, like, I spent 10 years at EA Sports. And mostly gaming, I would just say, is kind of what I'm dialed into. Sports and then shooters. Can I give you two? Is that all right?
Two. I'll accept two. Okay. All right.
All right. And we have Iffy here. What's up, Iffy?
Hey, what's good? How you doing?
Great. Thanks for joining. Comedy King here. Iffy. Yeah. I got a question for you.
All right.
What is your must-have movie theater snack?
Oh, must-have movie theater. Okay.
Hey, Lana.
What's up?
Hi, Lana.
Oh, I forgot I have a lawnmower man background. Oh, I got to change that.
This is a junior mints for me. I'm a junior mints boy.
Good call.
Junior mints.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you put it in your popcorn at all?
Sometimes. Because sometimes, you know, you mix it in with the popcorn. The popcorn's too fresh. It melts into one big, like, giant chunks. So you know, depending. Now, probably halfway through the movie.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the dragon Cisco in the building. Cisco, how's it going? Who brought you to the call?
It's Greg, man. So
let's go. Hi, Cisco. Let's go, baby.
What's up, Cisco?
Let's go. That's Cisco is one for me in that case. Cisco, I got a question for you.
If What's you up, can man? Call your people.
When's the last time you rode a horse?
I'm sorry?
When's the last time you rode a horse?
Rode a horse? Man, probably when I was still in high school. No, middle school.
Do you remember? Is there like a particular situation?
You know what? It was past middle school. It was like, I was like a kid at like Christian camp or something like that.
Oh my God.
And I was like the smallest kid at Christian camp because my sisters were older than me. And my parents didn't want me staying at home for the summertime. So I got to go. So I was like the smallest kid on this like giant horse. Think Link. From
Breath of the Wild.
When he was like riding like Ganon's horse, that was me.
Wow. That's awesome. All right, so to keep everybody updated here, if you just joined, you can send out the text. The people who brought you will send you a text that you can send to other people. If you want to bring more people into the call, of course, Cisco, if you bring somebody, that then counts for me. That then raises me to the top, even though I don't know if the other three hosts have anybody.
Cool.
That can
hold on, hold on. Let me introduce my first guest.
Go ahead,
Alana Pierce.
Go for it.
Thank you so much for joining.
No, that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
We got him in here. It counts. His picture is here. We got it.
That's hilarious.
So I have Alana and Hideo here. Very important question for you, Alana. What would be your useless superpower?
I feel like you need to give the example again because that's a weird one.
My example of a useless superpower is I would be able to know exactly when an item of food has 2,864 calories in it.
That's too many calories. Look, I was going to say, I think I already have one, which is that I can sleep for like 18 hours. On planes.
Oh,
wait, really? You can't sleep on planes?
Can't sleep on planes, but I can sleep for, you know, almost 20 hours at any other point in time.
Oh, that's
awesome. I'm like the opposite, where I can only sleep on planes. Like when I get on a plane, there's no way I'm not falling asleep on anything within the first hour.
Jealous, dude. Yeah. I wish.
I'm out.
Am I allowed to give my
go?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, you can hit up whoever you like at this point. Yeah.
I have a question.
No.
Greg Miller.
Thank you very much. So I obviously hit up Cisco, but I obviously hit up somebody else as well. Is that it now? Or since they haven't responded, can I hit up somebody else? Because then you run in. What if three people show up? Like, I don't know what happens.
I feel like you'd be allowed to hit up the other people.
No,
That's the correct.
I had a friend of mine that is a part of Cyberpunk 2077, but I'm not sure if they're gonna show up. So
are you talking about Keanu Reeves?
Exactly. How'd you know? my DJ Mr. Lee showed up on her behalf. That's him right there.
Oh,
what's good? What's good, DJ Mr. Lee?
Hello, everybody. I was just being a
quiet
observer.
Verified observer. I like that.
That's wild.
I'm literally driving. That's why I've been
quiet. Focus on driving. Don't do this. The PAX panel is worth it.
Maybe a terrible way for this PAX panel to go is we just saw DJ Mr. Lee screen start shit.
Ubisoft, kind of funny, and What's Good Games kill someone with vehicular manslaughter.
Oh, no.
Greg.
Subhead, Simba, and Nala related?
DJ Mr. Lee, I got a question for you. When's the last time you ridden a horse?
It was only a couple of years ago. I think I took my wife for her birthday horse riding.
Sexy.
There you go. There you go. And of course, I should iterate this, right? If you joined and you got a dip, you're not obligated to be here the whole time. You can leave whenever you want. If you can come in for 5 minutes and leave. I don't mind.
Everybody got to add me on PSN.
I don't know if you want to say your PSN out loud during a stream.
I have no gamer friends, but my shirt says I play video games and I know things.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Love it.
Love that shirt.
Question for the group, though. I had one of my best friends make fun of me for this. Is horse riding white people shit?
Yes.
100%.
That's what she said. Yeah. I was like, I think she's right.
I'm terrified of horses. I don't think we as a society respect and fear horses enough.
That's fair.
What do you think, Kayo?
My black friend owns horses.
My brother owns horses.
There you go. Okay. Maybe not.
Sydney's braver, here.
Braver people Sydney than Goodman from IGN.
Sydney, what's up?
I invited Sydney.
Okay.
So, and nobody really cares about this, but I'm going to tell you anyways, and why I look like I just moved. It's because I'm literally in the middle of moving my office because I thought this was yesterday.
Oh, no.
Tim Geddes is who told me what the actual
I heard that you tried to snipe Tim Geddes from me.
I did try to snipe Tim.
Just so popular, you guys, you know.
Biggest name in games.
Oh, wait, Sydney has to answer the question.
So, yeah, Sydney, now that you're on, I need you to give me an example of what your useless superpower would be.
So is it like what I wish it was, or is it what it current, like a useless superpower that I have now?
Either one.
I'm really good at organizing pantries. Like, wow. Very good.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. I like it.
Can you do that for me?
Yeah, I think we all need that superpower. Can you come over to our houses and fix that up?
Yeah, just everyone's
house. Hey.
Hi. Wait.
Hey. Oh my God.
What's up?
I just texted Austin. Who else? Did...
No, I've been waiting for my boy Austin.
Let's go, baby.
Wait. We got Hideo.
Wow. Okay. Blessing.
A lot of things are popping off on me right here. At the same time right now. We got to acknowledge Hideo Kojima just joined. It looked like he did twice.
We got two.
For the record. I don't know.
It might be Corey Barlow.
It was Corey. I asked him. He may have already left.
Well, since he didn't talk, he doesn't count. You can't count that. You cannot count that towards the goal.
Greg, you don't run this panel. All right, over on Kind of Funny, you might host things. You might run the show. Over here, this is a Blessing, Yusuf, Belinda, Rihanna show. But, all right.
Blessing introduced the show. So by, you know, eminent domain, this is a Kind of Funny product.
I mean, he's not wrong.
I'm the only one upset right now.
This show will probably end up on Kind of Funny at some point. Austin, I got a question for you because I know you're running on limited time. Yes. When's the last time you rode a horse?
Ooh, never.
Exactly.
Why? It's some white people shit.
Thank you.
I don't do that, bro. Look at me. I don't go outdoors. I don't go in the woods. I don't go swimming. It's not for me.
Oh, thank you. Right, he just dressed up around the house.
Yeah, I'm cosplaying. I'm at a Dragon Con.
We gotta address who brought Hideo Kojima.
That's Alana. So that's my tree. Hideo, okay. Wonderful to have you.
Hideo, we do
giant
have a question.
Hideo Kojima, Alana.
You got audio?
I don't hear audio.
Hideo, do you have audio?
I heard him.
Again, if Corey doesn't talk, it doesn't count for you.
Corey,
that's what
you don't
it is,
talk,
you know what
it doesn't
mean?
Count.
Hideo,
wait, he said something.
He's here. Right.
No!
I'm just chilling, sitting here thinking about making video games.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
What do you think about for the next one?
You know, I have a lot of different ideas, but I don't think you'd understand any of them.
Mm, wow.
Fair. Probably. No, fair.
It's going to be
I loved your last game, but I did not understand it.
It's going to be a pizza delivery this time.
pizza definitely is a game that I've been wanting to play around with. I like pizza.
Yeah, there you go.
Hideo, I have to ask you a question now that you're here. What is your useless superpower?
This pose.
Perfect. It's gorgeous.
Whoa, thank you so much, Jeff Keighley.
That is
Jeff Keighley.
Oh my God, it's Jeff Keighley behind
me.
Yeah, wait, Gary Witt is here.
Okay, Gary was next.
I was not informed that Jeff Keighley would also be here.
Oh. He's on his way.
Yeah, there's a beef brewing here.
Are you sure it's Gary Witt is here? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, Jeff man. Made his appearance. No! There it is.
Jeff did talk.
Oh, no.
On the bright side, we do have Neil Druckmann.
Is Neil Druckmann here? Oh.
Yeah, I got Neil. Yeah.
So I got to jump in and ask Gary a question. Gary, you're on my Hello. Team. Thank you for joining.
Yeah. Hello.
What is
I thought I was on Rihanna's team.
Yeah, my team.
Oh, sorry. For some reason, it looked like you were talking, but someone else with these Zoom windows.
What do you mean by you? There are so many of us, Gary.
I mean, I'm caught in this like Brady Bunch scenario here, where surrounded by all these other faces, and it's very confusing. All right, sorry.
Gary,
let's start
my question
over.
For you. What yes. is your favorite media genre? Could be books, movies, games, anything.
Games. Look at my hat.
What kind of games? What kind of games?
Wow.
Games that let me chill out and escape from reality, because reality is bad.
Accurate.
Anything that checks those boxes is, I mean, that's the whole reason we do this, right?
Do you mean anything yes. you can make a talk show out of?
I'm really trying to stop doing that. It's becoming a bad habit. I right now Fall Guys, because it's just dumb and fun and silly and it puts a smile on my face.
You need to make a Demon Souls talk show, the remake.
I'm into that. That's a good idea. You should make video games, Neil Druckmann.
I was gonna say, was that Neil Druckmann that said that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a font of really great ideas. So, you know, I got a bunch of them.
The way that you're holding Great. That sheet makes his head look so big.
Mine.
He keeps all those 10 out of 10 ideas.
We only have it's 10 really minutes impressive left, that you have a, so 10 ideas. If anyone wants to hit up anyone before the panel.
Okay, so no, Jeff Keighley.
We got go. Like 40 minutes left. No, 10 minutes until minutes. The poll goes up.
It's the dark soul of I'm sorry, I have to. I have to leave and go, I have to go play Uno.
See, he doesn't count. Creed doesn't count. Austin Creed doesn't count.
Greg Miller, I have a kind of funny logo painted on my wall in my house. What do you mean I don't count?
And I'm also, so happy you team. Showed up to this kind of funny team. Piece of content. Oh, he's on our team? I'm he's sorry. No, he's free. Yeah. He counts. Stop. Good whoever, job. Whoever Love you, Austin. Austin. Good job, Austin.
You know what? Because of that? Because of
that no, cut him off. Somebody knew him.
I'm switching to Iffy.
You can't switch to Iffy. That's how it works.
Because how this works.
Iffy's on my team.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, Iffy, what up?
Austin, I just want to say thank you for joining. You're the better me. You're the better me in every way.
Love you.
I did want to say Jeff Keighley is Team Yusuf. He's one of mine.
Okay.
Obviously,
oh yeah, Jeff didn't even
really
answer
quickly.
The question.
He didn't answer well, the question.
Yeah, because when he saw I was here, he left. Because he knows.
You're
he
God.
Knows his town's not big enough for the both of us. He made the smart move and he backed off.
It counts.
All right, so Jeff is Team
Yusuf. I wasn't aware that there was video game beef.
Oh, there's big between me and Keighley. No. Wow. Big beef.
It's just like rap beef. Uh-huh. Like they say that Gary Widow versus Jeff Keighley is the Drake versus Pusha T of video games.
Oh, I want that versus battle.
It's like that. The Source Awards in here. Yeah,
right. It's the Dark Souls of group
panels.
Zoom.
I want to recap who brought who just for the people watching, so you can keep score for when you vote in the poll. Just so you know that I won. So the people who Yusuf has brought so far: Alana Pierce, Sydney Goodman, a picture of Hideo Kojima.
Whoa. I brought Hideo Kojima and Neil Druckmann. Okay.
And Corey Balrog.
And Corey Balrog.
What?
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh, snap.
But I went in descending order of fame.
There he is.
On the bottom layer of the fame right now. So, sorry.
if we get Jeff Keighley to come back, do we get credit for him?
Wait, who brought Jeff?
No, Jeff
you,
was mine.
If you there get you him go. To come That's back.
Jeff was mine.
So Jeff counts under yes. Yusuf
so
also.
So we can resurrect
He's
Jeff
gone. He didn't no. answer the question.
No, but
he
did but we didn't know that that was a rule.
Nobody like if he comes back and answers questions.
I was like, Jeff, you can just jump in for a second and then you can leave. I know you're busy. You've got conferences and stuff that you have to plan. You know, I get it.
Constantly hosting all the
yes,
time.
He's got to host probably other panels. All right, Jeff counts.
He's on a very similar call right now with Mads Mikkelsen, so
very fair.
My favorite thing to happen tonight was Cisco just fanboying out over Corey Barlock.
because when God of War came out, I like tweeted something like, "Yeah, go dads" or something like that. I didn't get a response, but I didn't care.
Go dads. I'm responding now.
Hey.
Like a fine wine. Like a fine wine, that Twitter response.
Yeah. When we first announced this panel, I tweeted out. I was like, is this just an elaborate way for me to get to meet Corey Barlog?
Exactly.
That's the answer.
And he actually replied yes. and retweeted. And Corey, I have to say, I was so shook. I was so shocked.
You said, tell them your PSN name.
I did. My PSN, well, I guess I'm telling everyone my PSN name. My PSN name is God of War 71.
Wow.
When I was in high school, I shaved a hideous goatee just to look like Kratos.
At least it wasn't the creepier option of Corey Balog Lover 69 or whatever.
That's true. Oh,
no. That's his my PSN. Alt account. That's his Smurf account.
Keeps it private.
Yes. Yeah.
That's his OnlyFans account.
It's my Switch account.
It's just me holding up a picture.
Live yet.
Hey, guys, I don't know what the rules are, but I'm going to bounce.
Totally. Oh, yeah, no, you can bounce at any point. I
formally announce my departure. So
thank you so much for coming.
You're all wonderful.
I said,
thanks for having us.
One of my additions, we have Nerdist's Dan Casey in the building.
What's up?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Oh,
there it is.
Mark it down.
And also, and so, Austin switched sides. So that's us too.
Yeah, that's
us. Coming for you. Blessings.
Let's go.
This only works if you're next to me on yours too, but right now.
He is not.
If he brought you, you're on Team Belinda and you need to answer a question. And that is, what is your must-have movie theater snack?
My must-have movie theater snack? That's easy. Always peanut M&Ms. They are just something that makes me think of the movies.
Except I am on Greg Miller's side on plain M&Ms.
Yeah, plain M&Ms are better than
the
devil's candy.
Is
that?
So sorry.
Okay, it's okay to be wrong, as you've all just shown me. I'm happy that those make you happy. More peanuts for me.
Dan, if you would like to switch sides to switch teams,
no.
I'm on Team Peanut M&M's.
Okay, no,
just throwing that out.
No,
switching. In
Austin already switched. It's just he
said. Austin did switch. All right, I'll take Austin.
Is it just me, or does it feel like it's less calories because you're eating in the dark at the movie?
Oh, sure. Yeah, they don't count.
Yeah, they don't count.
Movie snacks don't count ever. I can have popcorn, Bunch of Crunch, and Icy's, and feel nothing.
So Belinda's brought
I think you
Tim
made
Getty's, Iffy,
up.
And Dan Casey. Is that
yes.
that?
Okay. Yes. And she's stolen one. I have stolen Austin Creed from you.
And then Rihanna's brought Aaron Greenberg, Chris Erb, and Gary Whitta. And of course, I brought Greg Miller, Cisco, DJ Mr. Lee, and Austin Creed, who I'm still not sure what team Austin Creed is on at this point.
we'll take him, you know.
Don't worry,
we'll take
no,
I just threw a Hail Mary, and this was a little
love you for it.
Right there, boom. We're going
for
the gold.
Showing us
the
DMs.
Oh, okay. If we get it, that's an auto win for us. Okay.
I will do anything you want for the rest of my life. We are both Timmy fans here.
Oh, cool. What if he came in and he was like, I'm on Youssef's team, though?
I would be so switching dynamic. I don't like this trend that we've started.
I love it.
He got all my Little Women fan mail, probably.
So. I'm getting turned down left and right, Belinda. Things aren't looking good.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to be
Tim.
Honest.
See, I'm in the honest. Tim boat where I'm just, come on, y'all. Let's go.
I'm dusting off DMs.
Money,
I haven't talked to people in like 5 years.
Wait, okay, I thought I was only allowed to ask two people.
Oh, we can.
They blew the lid off that. They blew the lid off that.
There are no rules. No rules.
Okay.
Just
wow.
How is Alana the only one who actually sent me a text like 5 minutes ago? Greg.
I can. Do you want me to go back to our GM history where literally I told you it would be easier to have this conversation if you gave me your phone number and you didn't give me your phone number?
Yeah, I don't want to give you my phone number.
It's a right call. I think he regrets giving him mine every single day. So,
yeah, that's actually fairly true.
That's rude, Alana.
Yeah.
I dunked on myself, though. I was being rude to myself. All right, who else can we pull out here?
Yeah, who else?
I'm scrolling so deep into my DMs right now, trying to figure out
who would respond to me. Who is around?
I've been rejected.
People
by
aren't
Keely.
Free on a Sunday.
If he does come back, Rihanna gets credit. That's my
only. No, I'm telling him not to. Everyone just DMs. Literally, I just said, but please don't.
This works against me now if you come back. Don't do it.
This is a bad night to do it because no one's doing anything on a Sunday night. If they tell you they're busy, they're really sad. They just don't want to do it.
Fair point. All of my friends were watching.
But you only
got to
pop in for 5 minutes.
Oh man, that was a slapper.
Did y'all hear that? All my friends were watching Patti LaBelle on Versus.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's fair. Who's winning that, by the way?
I mean, it's Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight. Because I was gonna just text Timbaland and.
I heard Gladys Knight was very good.
Oh yeah.
Cisco, when are you entering versus?
Just like the receipts to show Jeff.
Yo, it's funny because I sing with a group, and I also did solo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a
your catalog is deep.
Yeah,
I'm all right.
Who
a couple plaques.
Who would you want to face you in a versus?
Nah, I mean, I got about 5 songs by myself, but with my group, the catalog's bigger, so that's kind of not like fair for like the R&B genre. And then I cross genres a couple times, so I'm good.
I don't know. I want that Drew Hill 112. Drew Hill 112.
Yeah. That's a straight next. Body. they gotta get their weight up.
She's a cream though, you know.
I might be able to save all of us a lot of time here. Unless someone else other than Cisco has a boxed action figure of themselves in the frame. Whoever team he's on, they're the winner.
Yeah.
I can't match that.
Yeah. Gary Wetter though, man. You're hilarious.
Corey, isn't there like a Funko Pop of you or something by now? I feel like there should be.
No.
The only Funko Pops they made were the Corey creations he ripped off from David Jaffe.
That's true.
Oh, wow.
I usually dress up the David Jaffe dolls with my own little like or something like that.
What would happen if I messaged Jeff?
Okay, I got one more coming.
He would totally jump on this.
Okay, let me message him.
There we go.
Dude, I'm texting. Also, the poll is up on my Twitter right now, twitter.com/blessingjr. If you want to vote who's brought the biggest name to video games, that poll is gonna be up for about 20 minutes or so.
It's not so that fair that it's on yours specifically, but
no, totally fair.
We talked about it
right down the line.
Oh yeah, we planned this. I was the one that actually said that hey, if I tweet it, I'm probably going to win the poll, but everybody else was like, oh no, go for it. And so,
well, you currently have 68.8%.
We
of
ain't
votes.
Done yet. We got people still joining.
I mean, I also brought Greg over. Miller and
see, we
Cisco,
got Damian Haas so... from Smosh Games. He's booting up right now. Yes. Slow your roll, Blessings. Okay, once again,
let me fucking one up you and get
Ian. But I'm still going to do it.
Let's go, Iffy.
Yeah, don't worry. We got the squad coming.
I'm trying to figure out if Iffy called me Blessings.
Iffy, when does my check clear?
Disrespect or what?
Well, I add S's to everything. So, you know, that's what's going on.
This episode of We Have Cool Friends is brought to you by Honey. These days, it feels like online shopping is the only shopping we really do. That's where today's sponsor, Honey, comes in. It's the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and automatically tests them when you're checking out. Here's how it works. You get Honey on your computer for free in 2 easy clicks. Then, when you're checking out on one of its over 30,000 supported sites, Honey pops up and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons for that site. If Honey finds working codes, it'll apply the best one to your cart. My personal friend, the second best blue eyes in San Francisco, Tim Geddes, will tell you himself, Honey has helped him save money. And we all know that Tim loves finding good deals. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Let me say that again. 17 million members of this site have accumulated over $2 billion in savings. Wild. Honey supports all kinds of retailers, from tech and gaming sites to fashion brands to even food delivery. It's simple. If you have a computer, Honey should be on it. It's free and works with whatever browser you use. You can get Honey for free today at joinhoney.com/morning. That's joinhoney.com/morning. So they know we sent you. Make sure to go to that link so they know that we sent you. joinhoney.com/morning. Thanks, Honey, for supporting today's episode. We're also brought to you by Bespoke Post. This fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for you guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. I'll tell you personally, so many of their collections are really cool, but the ones that have caught my eye are the Lace Box, which comes with a fancy pair of shoes. I've talked about it before. I'm all about these pair of shoes from the Lace Box. They also have an Over Easy kit that helps you create brunch. And honestly, the list of boxes they have available blows my mind with the variety that they have. They have all different types of boxes. I highly encourage you to go check that out because it's wild how many different things they have, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel at any time. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter code MORNING at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code MORNING for 20% off your first box. Back to the show.
What's up, Damien? Who brought you?
Hi, if he brought me.
Yeah,
he did. So you're on Team Belinda.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and nice.
And I got a question for you.
Okay.
What is your must-have movie theater snack?
Ooh, I'm a big fan of Alamo Drafthouse, and they've completely changed the game. So no longer is it jujubes and snow caps. It's like, yeah, I'd like that lobster queso fundido.
Yes.
I've gone.
I'm a fan of the cauliflower. Love
what's
the
that? Oh, the buffalo cauliflower. Yes.
Yeah, it's so good. Welcome. You're on Team Belinda.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, Belinda.
Ooh, and there goes Echo Kellum, Mr. Terrific. You know, it was good. The other Team Belinda. That's what I said. Slow your roll, Blessing. Slow your roll. No. We got
it. Oh, is that Rahul?
What up, Andy?
What's going on?
Good.
Hello, Rahul. He's one of ours. He's an us.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
I should have got somebody from 112 to come over here.
God damn it. Rahul's a really good guy.
What's going on?
You want to ask him a question?
Yeah, Raul, thank you for joining. You're on Team Yusuf here.
What's up, Team Yusuf?
How you doing? If you had any useless superpower, what would it be?
If I had a useless superpower?
Yes.
I'm kind of like Spider-Man. I have a really powerful orgasm.
No. You know what? That's I was just about to say I don't like where this is going.
Oh.
Seriously, like it's the most useless superpower in the world.
I love it.
I can't tell if this is a superpower. Like,
wait, Spider-Man has a really powerful orgasm, but then I realized what he was actually talking about. Yeah, okay.
That's as good as it.
That's why JJ wants photos of him so bad.
You know it's gonna have to be a part two because I need to stack the deck next time. I
didn't. We're gonna do this together.
By the way, it was a pleasure meeting you guys. And bless, you can add me now on PSN.
Oh, definitely. For sure. Cisco, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Cisco.
All right, it's 3 minutes past my kid's bedtime, so I gotta go do some dad stuff. Thanks for inviting me. Enjoy the rest of your show. Bye.
All right. Who brought Blair Herder?
I brought Blair Herder.
Introduce also, Blair Herder.
Nation. Hold on. Let's talk about that real quick. Let's go.
Don't sit up for us, Blair. Don't sit up. Don't get up.
Blair, we got a little one.
Bask in the glory of the W, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go. Yes. Let's go.
Saints okay. W.
So, Blair, I have to ask you a question since you're on my team.
Yes.
What is your favorite media genre? It could be books, movies, games, anything at all.
Books for sure. I mean, games. Yeah. This is a games thing, right? Games all the way.
I mean, we like all kinds of media here. You can say books. It's fine. It's fine.
No, books for sure. Yeah. I am never without, honestly, I'm obviously watching football. You can see that, but I am never far from the Kindle.
Nice.
Nice.
Who's in here? I'm on my phone. So I, hey, Aaron Greenberg.
We're on the same team. Who knew? Yeah.
You guys are the same team.
How about that?
Guys?
Yeah. I got Lucy babies? James of GameSpot to join.
Power move.
Hello.
Wow.
Did DM her. Love her. Very, very
this
much.
This is too many Brits.
Oh, God. Oh, here Greg goes.
Turn it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Turn it off.
And Emerson.
What's up? Oh, my God. It's Steve.
Steve Spawn.
Yo.
Oh, is that Steven Spawn?
That is Steven Spawn. He is one of ours, Yusuf.
Yeah.
Wait, how many people has Alana invited?
You know what? Don't worry about it, Blessing.
I have to ask Lucy a question. It's a very important question. What is your must-have movie theater snack, Lucy?
I'm partial to those mozzarella bites you get at AMC.
Dope. Love it.
Yeah. Belinda, you have to ask Echo too. I don't know why I'm pointing as if our boxes are the same. I still want to be in the Brady Bunch so bad, y'all.
Right now, Belinda's winning in numbers.
Yes. Echo, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
What's your go-to movie theater snack?
Just movie theater popcorn for the most part.
Yes.
Wow.
The best.
Okay.
Classic.
Yeah,
classic.
Gotta classic. Have butter, artificial or real. I'll yes. take one.
How much butter? Are you like an excessive butter?
I'm like, can I get a touch in the middle and then a touch on top? That's okay. what I ask. Yeah, I'm one
it.
Of those people.
Love it. Half
yeah.
and half. Love it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Not too much though. Thank you.
Who brought Steven Spahn?
Oh, Steve.
That's me.
That was me.
Did we ask Steven the question?
We have not.
So Steven, yes. What would be your useless superpower?
My useless superpower? Probably managing to both charm people and piss them off with the same amount of jokes.
I love it.
That's real good.
That's real good.
Some more. Who brought you?
You did, baby.
Yeah, I did. what would be your superpower?
Oh shit! I could detect when you're about to get hiccups, but I wouldn't be able to tell you because I'd also get hiccups.
Yes, that's a great one. That's the best one.
Yet. Great one.
That's so good.
Zach Ryan, who brought you?
Yusuf brought me.
God damn.
Are you right. serious?
I know What's people happening? Right now. I know people.
Fire.
My guy.
Zach Ryan is a big name in video games?
Wow.
Oh.
God damn, we're on the same team.
Oh.
Yeah, Zach's huge. Big deal. Yeah. Big deal. Big, yeah.
Belinda and Ify, we got to step it up here, man.
Yeah.
Let's go. I brought. Who have Greg, you brought, Tim?
No one.
Zach,
everyone's.
Zach,
oh, there we go. I got James. Let's go.
Oh, you got James.
This is probably going to be a 2-for-1 deal.
Well, I also hit up Elise. So
okay, so we got both. We got both.
Yes, I count. All right.
Zach first has to answer. What would be your useless superpower?
Useless superpower.
Oh.
Man, I don't know. Can you come back to me? That's a tough one. Let me think about that one for a while.
All right.
He only has useful superpowers in his head. He can't figure out a useless.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, sorry to interrupt everyone. I've got to peace out. But
all right.
Thank you. Thanks for hanging.
Hope you win, bruv. Take
hey,
care,
thank
everyone.
You. Appreciate it.
I got it.
Go Reds.
Shit, we got the baton here.
What up?
No. Congratulations, okay. Everybody. Khalif just won an award.
Hey, let's go. Also, I'm happy to say that I brought Khalif here.
It's true.
Wait, Khalif, how's it going, man?
I got multiple texts, super, super quick. How you doing?
Yeah, I mean, Khalif, if you want to say you on our squad, though, my boy, my guy, you know,
feel
free.
Let's
go. Let's go.
Squad is the winning squad.
We're Virgo together.
Virgo squad.
I'm just saying, Virgo squad. We go back.
Khalif, when's the last time you rode a horse?
Also Virgo, so we also get him.
All right, hold on. Since we got to talk to you, water real fast. My Black and Gaming Award is looking
hey.
Very pretty.
Hey.
It is beautiful. This channel's F cartridge.
Dude, that looks
this.
Like some.
That is man, sick.
That's sick.
I could sleep on this if
that's
I wanted
lit.
To. Yeah, it's big. It's,
would
it's
not recommend.
Big. Would not recommend. I'm so happy to see all of you. This is
get
this
in
super,
here.
Super, good. Nice. Super, super good.
Answer the
all
question.
Right. Oh, cool. Yeah,
I got an audible. I'm calling an audible.
Oh, hello.
Is that Andrew Renee?
Can we do this?
That's how we do it. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
That's cheating.
That is the same window.
You have to have a multiple window. You need your own window.
Oh, snap. Sam up in here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I can hear now.
Hold up. We got Sam Richardson and we got Daniel
baby.
Dwyer in the building.
Danny O'Dwyer.
James Williams and Elise Williams.
I love
so
it.
Right.
Let's go. I love it.
We're packaged.
So funny.
Team.
So
anyone
funny.
Else did, watching did, football?
What is
we're
football?
All gamers here.
It's a
game. We're all nerds here.
How bad do you think GameSpot would get in trouble if I just turned and put NFL on the screen right now?
Oh, they would be so mad.
Do it! Don't do it! Danny, no! Hi, Aaron. Hi, Blair. Hi, Willems.
Everybody.
Hi,
Andrea.
Hi,
how are you?
Greg,
I know there's so
Corey,
many stars in here. There's so many people
oh
to say
God.
Hello to.
Cool
I'm gonna be honest, I lost track of the questions. Where are we at
James,
with the questions?
You're asking a horse
James
question.
All right, you crazy
Elise.
Motherfuckers, I gotta go.
So it's been
peace,
really
Corey.
Hi, Corey.
Hi, Corey. Thank you so much for joining us.
God of War. Good to see you, fam. Okay.
All right, friends. I'm actually gonna follow Corey on that one. I'm actually streaming right now, and I don't want to spoil your entire panel.
Steve.
Thanks so much, Steve. Steve.
Good to see you, Steve.
Everybody, take care.
AbleGamers.org. Everybody.
I'm gonna follow suit and do the same. I have to edit a bunch of.
I gotta finish cooking dinner, but
how many industry secrets got spilled since I got here?
We were just watching Steve's stream, so we should probably head out to that.
Wait, we have to ask you a question really quick. You didn't answer the question. James and Elise, what is your must-have movie theater snack?
Oh, I forgot they're the same.
Snack.
I'm really gross, and I like Milk Duds a lot.
Duds rule! I love them! Those are great.
I'm pretty wild. I'd say a big, tall glass of ice-cold water.
Wow.
I love it. I love it.
That's a drink or to throw at people.
That's a snack.
And with that, congratulations, Steve.
If you're a wild, we'll love you, Willem.
Willem's crew, much love to y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Belinda, just so we can make sure Blessings is keeping track. So we got Sam Richardson here, Danny Fernandez as well from Wreck-It Ralph, the video game movie.
Oh my God, Danny, I love you.
You know the movie about video games? Yo, Danny.
Danny Fernandez.
So, wow. Yeah, love Danny. He's good.
Holy shit. Push out the shower.
I saw Blessings in here and I made it personal.
What up, Danny?
Danny, you're on Team Belinda.
Oh, yes, Danny, you need to answer the question. And then we got a lot of catching up to do here.
Danny, your question is, what is your must-have movie theater snack?
Oh, must-have movie theater snack. Gummies, man. Everyone tries to steal the gummies. Gummies. Yes. No one goes for the gummies but me, and then they want the gummies once they're in there.
Right, so. I agree. Mm. Gummies are the best. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, I'm in my bathrobe in bed, but you
we
know.
Love it. We love it.
Hey, we're all big fans of you.
Yes,
very much for real. Yeah. For real, for real.
Yeah.
I love your ass. Just saying. Thank you. Oh,
no one complimented my ass when I came in.
I love your ass too, Tim. I love your ass. I love my whole team's ass.
Yo, got 100 pants, baby.
What's
up, Joe? Team Tim Valida.
Tim. Oh my god.
I love it,
Hunter. Man. Belinda, you have to ask Hunter the question.
Oh, yeah, oh my god, 100 pants. Holy
What's
shit.
The question?
Sorry. I'm a huge SF Giants fan. I'm like, okay, it's fine.
I'm so glad we tweeted out like 20 minutes ago as opposed to now.
What is your
right?
Hunter Pence? What is your must-have movie theater snack?
Must-have movie theater snack? Maybe pistachios. I mean, I'm eating some right now.
All right, cool.
Popcorn, you gotta have it at a movie theater.
Perfect. Love it.
We also have a Josh Stein in the chat here. For people who don't know who Steinekin is,
Brother Stein. Can you
just quickly introduce yourself?
Hi, there's a lot of beautiful people here. I recognize a lot of
you. You are also so you're beautiful. Muted, Stein. I can hear
I was definitely being lazy downstairs when I got the DM, but had to say
there
hi.
There
I'm over at Xbox with the handsome Mr. Greenberg.
Yeah.
Somewhere up here in this family.
We pay him to say that, just to be clear.
But you pay me to meme.
And you mean well, friend. You mean very well.
Yes, fine. I'm on your team.
So I have to ask you a question since you're on my team.
Yes.
What is your favorite media genre? It doesn't have to be games.
Media genre?
Yeah. How do you like to consume things?
Pictures of yourself, Stein, is not a genre, just to be clear.
My media, can I blend to? Can I
sure,
can I go like Western
it.
Sci-fi?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I'll go like Western
that.
Like spaghetti sci-fi.
Ooh.
Sorry, West Firefly. What?
Westworld?
There we go. That works.
You like that. Oh, and
Shannon Woodward's on my team. Shannon Woodward's on my team. Dina from
God.
Last of Us Part 2.
Thank
God. Finally, some ammo.
Quick question, Sam. Did you get asked the question?
Yeah.
Fantasy. Question. I'm a big fantasy person. I love like deep fantasy lit. I'm a diehard Tolkien fan, but most recently big into Brandon Sanderson, Patrick Rothfuss. Love fantasy lit.
That's legit.
Shannon Woodward is in the middle of cooking dinner and only popped on to answer the question. Shannon, when's the last time you rode a horse?
When's the last time I rode a horse?
Correct.
Well,
it wasn't this year, I'll tell you that much.
Good enough. Go back to cooking. Answer.
Well, I'm trying now. Well, no, now I want to try to remember the answer. I feel like
I love your work, Shannon.
Before oh, thank you so much.
Love you, Shannon.
Love you all. Sorry, I'm live at the, I'm cooking at Home Depot. This is the Halloween aisle.
Oh, the Halloween is coming up. You're right. Whoa.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, for me, this whole year is Halloween. It's where I feel safest. That's where I'm going to stay. I'm just, this is where I am. Shit, I think the last time I rode a horse actually was probably a few years ago on like the set of Westworld, and people were just like riding the horses. I was like, I never get to get on the horse, but it was very short-lived. Also, my dad has a mini horse that lives in his backyard. It just like stays there. It's pony? Not his.
Like a little Sebastian?
It just
smaller
chills?
Than that. It's like a it's a mini horse. It's not a Shetland pony. And it's not theirs. Like sounds someone like in their neighborhood is like, my horse stay here.
Sounds like a very large dog.
It's a horse. It's a dog that eats carrots and maize.
Perfect.
Reasonable.
Thanks, Shannon. Guys. Thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you so much, Shannon. Who invited Nick? We got to talk to
Eka.
They're
going to lose some points.
We've got Eka in here.
We got Eka in here.
Eka is the co-founder of hey, what's going on? Games.
Developer of Falcon Age. PSVR. Oculus.
And is probably one of the coolest people I know.
Oh, wow.
Bad luck to Eka.
Eka, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What is your must-have movie theater snack?
Oh, wow. Okay. Cheddar popcorn? I don't know. Cheese popcorn?
I totally thought you were going to be like Shetland ponies. Like, yo, they fit in your pocket.
You could probably smuggle a Shetland pony into a cinema.
You can ask whoever you know to join the Zoom, just so you know.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yep.
Okay.
Copy and paste what I sent to you.
All right.
Who brought Nick Scarpino?
It looks like Eka has to bounce. Eka, yeah. Thank you so
much.
Bye,
Eka.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank
you.
Of
course,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Later.
You ask who brought Nick Scarpino. Team Blessing did because he's the star of Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2.
I think
we forget his VO in that game.
Get down.
How are you feeling today, man? Nick, I got a question for you.
Sure.
When's the last time you rode a horse?
Argentina, about a year ago.
Jesus. Oh, wow. That was a flex and a half.
Yeah.
I was in Argentina riding horses.
About a year ago, you know.
Bodied that horse in Argentina.
Kaz going to call that. He's going to say that's a flex, not Shannon Woodward. Like, well, when I was in the set of Westworld.
Does it help
reasonable
that
point.
Does it help that I rode the horse up the Andes just as the sun was cresting over the mountains?
Okay.
Were you,
did you just have a bare chest like with baby oil on it?
I don't believe that.
This sounds
true.
Like the Friends thing where you tell the story
image
to get
that launched
women.
A thousand memes.
Oh my
God. No, but so, my wife and I were wearing ponchos and cool hats, so that worked out. It was just pretty much the same thing.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Did Daniel Greg, Dwyer answer very the question?
Well, yeah, no, I was going to say, did anybody, do we ever address Danny. Daniel Dwyer?
Yeah, of course.
Nah, he put on his Ace hat as soon as Hunter Pence joined.
Wait, who brought Daniel Dwyer?
Danny, who invited you?
Everyone. No one wants to take responsibility.
Danny
for
just showed
here.
Up. Danny found out. Danny,
my East Bay friend Tamor did.
Hey. Oh, that's what team. Let's go.
Yeah.
Danny,
wait, what team is Tamor on?
He's on my team.
Yusef's.
Yeah.
I also sent Tamor a DM at the same time he joined, so I assumed he was mine.
I went with one of my own.
There you go.
Damn.
What can Brown do for you?
Danny, I'm a big fan of your work.
Yeah. He's Danny.
Danny. Good time, you blessing.
Oh, thanks, Danny.
You gotta ask him the question.
I just have to put this on because I saw Hunter Pence hanging out, so I wouldn't need it today.
Oh, of course. Appreciate it. I'm an Oakland native now.
I'm going to have to take off, unfortunately, but wanted to say goodbye to everyone.
Thanks, Aaron.
Good to see you, Aaron.
Good to see you, Sam.
Send us all Series X.
I
would love that. Just saying.
My ability to get Kelly back on.
Yeah. Wow. Nice.
Now, Lana says I can't. So.
Nice.
Lana, once he drops off, text Jeff back. Gary's gone.
He's not here.
Have fun. Have a good night.
Peace, Aaron.
Bye.
Good to see you.
Team Belinda,
right.
Let's go.
I wish I had a good horse story.
So Mr. O'Dwyer, what would be your useless superpower?
My useless superpower?
Yes.
Maybe it's useless. I can't, not having hangovers. That's the only one I want.
That's super useful.
It's useful to me, but it's not useful to anyone else.
Well, okay.
True.
Yeah, you can't save somebody. by not having a hangover.
Well, Denny, unless you're a doctor.
This was suggested unless you're a doctor.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Denny, is there any chance that you could text Todd Howard?
Do you think I have Todd Howard's phone?
Yeah,
you think Todd Howard has a civilian phone number?
he does.
Todd Howard has I can text Todd.
Todd Howard has like a butler beside him at all times, like a pillow phone. And you have to like do a quest line for hours to get the number. Yeah.
Is that Cameron Cuff?
Team Belinda got Cameron Cuff.
Oh, hey Cam.
Hi, lads.
You're on Team Belinda. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Yes, you are. What have I agreed to?
You've agreed to answer a question for me.
Oh, bloody hell. Brilliant. Anything.
What is your must-have movie theater snack?
Here's what I do. In Britain, we do sweet popcorn, and I like that. In America, you guys don't do that so much. Call it kettle corn here, I think.
Right.
True. But what I do is I get the popcorn, regular, then Reese's Pieces, pour them mix them up. It's
That's
a little
awesome.
Heavy, and you're not going to be focusing on the movie too much. Good snack.
Love it.
Here we go. It.
Welcome to Team Belinda. Amazing.
It's good to be on Team Belinda.
Thank you. Team Belinda's making some money moves here. That's all I'm saying.
It is worth noting that Team Yusuf is much more Liverpool friendly, though, Cam. So you've done yourself dirty there. And I.
So I texted Todd, and he's asleep. Sorry.
Wait, I love you for texting him.
Belinda's got the numbers.
It's like 11:30.
I do have the numbers.
Belinda and Yusef both have the numbers.
Right.
Because like at the list, right? Yusef has Alana and a picture of Hideo Kojima. Sydney, another picture of Hideo Kojima. Yeah. Corey Barlog, Jeff Keighley, Raul Coley, Steven Spahn, Timur Hussein, Zach Ryan, Daniel Dwyer. Rihanna has Aaron Greenberg, Chris Erb, Gary Whitta, Blair Herder, Andrew Renee, and Josh Stein. I have Greg Miller, Cisco, DJ Mr. Lee, Austin Creed, and then Shannon Woodward. And then Belinda, I'm calling Austin Creed. And then Belinda has Tim Geddes, Iffy, Dan Casey, Austin Creed in parentheses. Echo. And then on the list here, it says, I don't know who this is. I don't know who this is referring to.
I kept getting lost. There's too many people.
And then... Lucy James, James Willems, Elise Willems, Danny Fernandez, Hunter Pence, Nick Scarpino, and Cameron Cuff.
I take you issue with Damian Hunter Pence.
Nick is on my team?
Is Hunter Pence a layman?
Wait, no, Nick is on my team.
Hunter Pence is technically in MLB The Show.
Okay, that's fair. We can allow that. Bernie gotcha.
Reasonable.
Yep.
You put Nick on my team.
Oh, I messed up.
You do know that, Bliss.
Ree's the one in the dock. I just fixed it. Nick's on my team.
I want you all to know that I texted
Nick, be on my team.
Someone who is very well known, literally millions of followers, but they replied with, "Oh man, I totally would, but I took an edible about 30 minutes ago." And I don't
yes.
I feel that. I feel that.
Perfect.
I'm not going to out them, but I just want you to know that that happened.
Whoever that is a coward because I ate a bunch of edibles earlier and I'm doing
it. There you go.
Brian Altano.
Bless caught me right before I was about to handle some dinner.
So wait, Stein, were you, can we get an official confirmation? Were you the one that made the tweet from the official Xbox Twitter account with the meme, the monkey meme?
The social team worked very hard, and
so we, diplomatic.
As a team, worked on all the content throughout the week, and very proud with how it landed. So I would say it is a team effort.
Okay, Aaron, that's a very diplomatic answer, indeed.
Well, we congrats. Got congrats.
Belinda. We got Brian Altano.
What's up?
God damn it!
Yes.
What's up, team, Brian?
Team Tim. What's up,
Team Belinda?
Team Belinda.
Team Belinda. Scott Porter.
We also got Scott Porter.
Scott Porter.
Scott Porter
Brian.
Is team blessing.
Let's go.
Scott Porter is team blessing.
I got a question for Brian. What is your must-have movie theater snack?
A flask.
Oh. Nice. God bless you, Brian. God bless you.
You don't have to buy it there. You can bring it yourself.
That's true. Bring yourself. Hey, Brian. What's up?
Scott Porter, I got a question for you. When's the last time you rode a horse?
The last time I rode a horse?
Oof. You can say yesterday.
About 12 years ago in Nebraska.
All right, fair.
Everybody
has like a place associated with it. That's great.
That's a great shirt you got there, Scott.
You know, it matches the Broncos colors and its destiny. So why not? Yeah, we'll do it.
Nice.
So we got about 5 minutes. 5 minutes left in the panel. Sorry to interrupt you, Andrea. And we do have the poll results.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to pull them up here.
Erwin, that dog
also,
is amazing.
Can we talk about his dog?
Yeah, what's going on with his dog, Cameron?
The dog?
Unreasonable. Unreasonable.
Did I miss Miyamoto?
Yeah, he did. Hideo yeah. Kojima.
Corey Barlow had to print off a picture.
Druckmann was here. Yeah.
His friend
what?
Is here.
What?
Oh my god, the dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so fluffy.
Chaka is here.
He is also on Belinda's team.
You're muted, just so you know.
No, it's not that you're muted. It's the dog is the it's dog filtering. Is muting you.
It's a pop filter.
It's a pop filter.
I do have Chaka here who is the social marketing manager for Pokemon and is one of my favorite people in the world.
Ooh, nice, Chaka.
Can you ask Chaka the question?
I will. Keith.
Oh, they just unmuted.
Chaka hasn't started.
Hey, sorry. I didn't know I was going to be in this thing. I thought I was just listening. I'm in my kitchen cooking.
Can I ask you a question and then you can totally leave?
Yes.
What is your must-have movie theater snack?
Oh my god. Okay, so there's a theater here in Seattle, or there was a theater here in Seattle until it got coroned, called Cinemark, and they have the most amazing chocolate popcorn. It literally tastes like imagine popcorn that was like made out of like Cocoa Puffs. That's what it tastes like.
Oh my god.
Really good.
I can't wait to visit you and try it.
Yeah, it's so good. I hope they come back. They got kind of coroned, so I'm hoping that like after I'm taking it back to normal, they come back too.
It is a
You can hop off if you want, but I love you. Thank you for joining.
No, of course. Of course. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Blessing. We got before you even say these poll results, I went to look at your bias poll that was on your Twitter. Snap. The call out
you
is real.
That's something. Rihanna,
you should have been a third party. You should have been a third party, but I ain't going to say nothing about that.
I wanted it to be a survey.
We tried. Yeah.
Rev Cabot, Cameron Abbott, who I would think is a heavy vote. Some would say a super PACs. It's definitely Belinda at this point, quantity and quality. You need a big one to blow this out, and you know.
But like, we had Cisco on my team, and so I mean,
you know, that's
we had Hunter Pence on our team.
Did Hunter Pence make the thong song?
Jeff Keeling.
Did Hunter Pence make the thong
song? I'm just saying, Cameron Abbott was standing.
We have Gary Winters apparently trashed everyone.
Okay, Jeff Keeley is just runs the entire video game industry behind the scenes. We all know this.
He was on for like 5 seconds.
Still counts.
He
didn't answer your question. He didn't know
who brought Corey Barlock?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. I was about to start being like, oh yeah, Corey Barlock may God award one game of the year. But if he's on your team, then
That doesn't count. And what award show did he win game of the year at? Oh, that's right, Jeff Keighley's Game Awards. That's right.
Didn't even have to say because we all knew he went Jeff.
I mean, he also won it at the Dice Awards, but you know, whatever.
Well, that person's not here.
Cisco won Song of the Century.
Let me message Megan.
People still listen to Thong Song at
work. Hoscavio, she's sleeping.
Right, the poll is closed.
The poll is closed.
Legendary
Scott Porter, who is on the call. Excuse me.
944 votes came in. And
this was rigged.
We got Rihanna Emanuel. You all agreed to it. We planned.
We did until it was rigged.
I wanted it to be a Survey Monkey, but y'all said, "Hey, we'll just retweet it." In fourth place is Rihanna with 10.7% of the votes. Third place, Yusef Magid with 12.7% of the votes.
Wow. And
in second place, we got Belinda with 14.8% of the votes. And in first place, with 61.8% of the votes, it's your boy.
Pretty sure that you
thank you, everybody.
I should have tweeted it.
You can't argue science. The science
if you guys don't
on
like
the
it, go to the polls. All right,
make sure to vote.
I just want to make sure I was on Blessing's team, right? So
you're right. You won. You won, Scott.
I went. Okay.
Oh yeah, you won. Yeah. No, we did this together. We did this together, ladies and gentlemen. This has been your PAX online panel. Of course, who's the biggest name in games that we can get to join our Zoom call? Thank you all. Thanks everybody who's in the Zoom. Oh, Carl joined. Carl, of course.
Carl.
That's me. That I got Carl. Carl from Mr. Beast. Carl, I was hoping you'd join earlier so you get Mr. Beast in the chat. But
I'm so sorry. Hello.
It's fine, man.
Shout out to Carl.
I'm sorry, oh. Carl, that you come in here. Blessing is yelling at you, accosting you.
Just the second I joined.
If you want to come to, if he's seen his team, the last like, squad,
we don't do that.
I was finishing a match of Among Us.
Okay, that's fine.
Belinda, did we get second place? Am I on that?
We get second place.
You got second place, yeah.
This is the least amount of work I've ever had to do in my life.
Take it.
Cam's like, I'm muted.
Cam's muted.
We got to wrap up. Everyone in the Zoom chat, thank you all so much for coming through. We really appreciate it. This has been a really fun time.
Did I just join right at the end?
You joined right at the end as I was closing. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.